In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey.
All right, so Sal, you got to think about this, man. We won't be back after today until Tuesday, September 3rd, as we get ready for the start of football season. And we get a final little respite here before we do the long 3.5-4 month grueling run with no time off. So we'll be off for a little bit after today. And today's the day, because I don't know, you know what's going to be waiting for us when we get back. I'm going to lean into something that, and I admit, I'm not all in on this. It's not like, oh, what's going to happen. But I'm going to throw something out there, try to speak something into existence, and see if we can't get some of these recent trends to stick even more and push this thing in a direction that would absolutely turn the city upside down. Little Subway Series.
But the Subway Series is over. The Mets won all four of those games.
Well, I mean the one that counts for the championship. You know, like the one of 2000. It's been a while, but
a Subway Series World Series.
Why not?
Well, I mean,
why not?
You know, honestly, I know you were doing the Yankee games the last couple of days, but the thought process was at first, you know, the Yankees just aren't that good. And then the second day, it's like, well, you don't have to be good or great to win a World Series. And then I was in my own mind. We didn't talk about this even really before the show that much, but thinking, okay, well, if a great team is not needed to win a World Series, then why not the Mets? And you see what the Mets have done to the Orioles, taking 2 of 3. You saw what the Mets did last night, beating up on the Padres in the first game of this now 10-game, you know, all-important road trip. I don't think it's that insane.
It's not. First of all, just perceptually, last night was huge. I mean, that was a massive start for the Mets there. Now, I'll tell you what, and this applies to both teams. Maybe the Yankees more because the expectations are higher. One thing that I've learned about these both of these teams, and it's, you know, even though it's New York and there's always pressure, what I'm about to say doesn't always apply. It's kind of specific to certain years. There are, and I'm sure there will continue to be, massive fluctuations in how we perceive the Yankees. Like, depending upon what night you watch them, if you're watching the first game of the Guardians series, when you know guys getting thrown out at the plate for not getting reads on balls off the wall, horrendous situational hitting, bullpen implosion. I mean, if you watch them that night, like this team's first, you know, one and done. And then you watch them the next couple of games against a good Guardians team, and Cortez starting around in a form. Garrett Cole continues to trend well. You know, Soto's a beast. Judge is absolutely insane. So we go up and down, up and down, up and down. And Rodon was awful last time. Watch, would it stun you if he throws a gem tonight?
No. No,
it would not. So I think that feeds into the narrative. And the same thing with the New York Mets. Me more so than others. Like. Right. Not that they, now, the fluctuations haven't been like, wow, I think the Mets could get to the World Series too. The Mets are a 75-win team. I've never gone beyond the point of, I think that they'll be in the mix for a playoff spot and then probably fizzle out the final week or so of the season. But when you take 2 out of 3 from the O's, when you win the first game on a daunting 10-game West Coast trip, when you have Peach starting to flicker now, Lindor's on the back end of the MVP chase, and Manaea's been an ace for the most part, and Severino's been really good, and the rest of the league is and all over the map. Like, I think it's going to happen? I don't, just because it almost never happens, the Subway Series,
right?
But to say that it can't happen, that it's completely implausible, I don't feel that way today.
It's not probable, but it is a realistic thought process. And I'll tell you, and I know I have issues because I always hold the teams to the highest of standards. That's just how it is. So with the Yankees, I expect them to be the best of the best, right? They have Soto and Judge and Cole, and you want them to do even more to be legitimate. Like, even in a league with so much parity and there are no great teams, they should be head and shoulders above going in. It doesn't mean that it's going to pan out that they're going to be the best team, but going in, you should say, okay, well, this is the Yankees postseason to lose here. And it's not that way. It's that they have as good a chance as everybody else. And my thought process with the Mets last night, you know, coming off the 2-of-3 and seeing the offense again, getting it going. You mentioned all the reasons, beating up a good Padres team to get things started here on this all-important road trip, was if they just made the aggressive move, like, it really drives me up a wall. I know it. Maybe I shouldn't be saying that.
You got to let this go.
I know, but the reality is it even infuriates me even more, because in a year where everything is wide open, and it's not absurd to talk about the Mets and Yankees playing in a Subway Series, it's not crazy to think that. I mean, the Mets are a game and a half out of the playoffs. The Yankees are going to the playoffs. So, and the Yankees are one of the favorites anyway. And if the Mets get in, who the hell knows? Anything could happen here. But the one glaring weakness to me with the Mets is they don't have that horse atop the rotation. And they could have had that with some aggression. They, like, if we're sitting here, you and I, who have ripped this team to shreds a lot of the season, whether it's you before the season, me during the season, whatever, if we're saying the Mets could go to the World Series, that means it is realistic. And if it is realistic, then why wouldn't they just go further in? So we complain to the Yankees to a different extent, but the Mets could have furthered their odds and bettered their chances of getting into the postseason. So I know I have to let it go, and it's a good win, and I shouldn't be worried about Blake Snell on that like last night, but it does upset me because I'm thinking, man, this team can actually do something. Imagine if they actually got a real pitcher at the deadline and had that horse atop that rotation, because that's their one glaring, to me, weakness.
That's BT and Sal on the Fan. Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show, 888-808-1019 inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends of Town Fair reminds you, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Listen, this is the day to do it. We're not coming in off the Mets lost to the Padres 9-3. We're not coming in where the Yankees lost 2 out of 3 or got swept by the Guardians. Both teams are starting to flex a little bit. We're going to be off, as I said, for a while. You know, September 3rd, we're back, and there's a lot of baseball from now until then. Who knows where it takes us? But think about this, guys. I mean, not that it never happens, but we've talked about the new references, and it drives you nuts, and I understand why. Like, twice in their history, the Mets have made the playoffs back-to-back years. We all know that. And the Yankees have not been built like a championship team for a little bit, and we've talked about that as well. Right? So how many years to even think about the potential pipe dream of a Subway Series? Let's start with the baseline of how many years are the Yanks and Mets both over 500. Right. Now, the Yankees always are. But, yeah, I mean,
no, but the Mets haven't done their part. 100%. The Mets have been good. You know, the Mets were there in 2015. Obviously, the Yankees weren't anywhere.
No question. They're the last New York baseball team to get there. We know that. But what I'm saying is, like, there's been, you know, down years for the Mets where they're nowhere near the playoffs, and there's been some down years for the Yankees where we just know, based on previous championship iterations, that they don't have the roster in real time. So as just a bare minimum baseline starting point, Yanks are going to the playoffs. That's a lock.
Right.
I mean, the Mets are knocking on the
door.
A
game and a half back.
And by the way, how many years when the Yankees and Mets are both good are there a dearth of great teams throughout baseball, which just enhances their odds of maybe getting to a Subway Series?
If the Dodgers
if
the Dodgers or Phillies or Braves were playing at their peak, what we expected them to be, then we wouldn't be having this conversation, because it'd be, oh, the Mets are going to back into the postseason, maybe be a playoff team. But the reality is it's there for the taking for both these teams. You're right. And think about how infrequent we have both baseball teams in the postseason the same year. So you talk about 500, but it is realistic. Now, again, the Mets have work to do here. You know, Braves aren't going away. Unfortunately, they continue to stay in there and be good. You know, I thought maybe the Braves are going to fall out and the Mets could not back in, but take advantage of a down Braves team. You're going to have to earn it. There are no, they may not be a great team, but you're not going to get a bad team in the postseason. You're going to have to earn it, especially in the National League, where, you know, nobody's given way here. But the Mets, you know, at their peak, BT, they were one of the best teams since July. Since June 1st, we went over the record. The Yankees the other day, prior to the Yankees winning the two from Cleveland, the last two, the Yankees had the 18th best record in baseball since June 1st. The Mets were fourth. mean, the Astros were up there. The Padres and Diamondbacks were up there. Think about that. Since June 1st, that's almost 3 months.
That's a lot of baseball.
It's a large
sample size. It's more baseball than it's not.
Correct. It's not a convenient 2 or 3 week sample.
No.
From June 1st on, and you could go back probably to Memorial Day and it'd be a similar thing, but from June 1st on, the Yankees have been a .500 team roughly, and the Mets have been the fourth best team in baseball roughly. So, like, it's not unrealistic to think that it can be a Subway Series. I was surprised that you even say that. I'm not there yet with that. But if we're going to say that, well, the Yankees have as good a chance as anybody else because they're going to be in the playoffs and it's a down year, well, then why couldn't we say that about the Mets? Yankees flaws, don't have a lockdown closer, lineup doesn't hit in the clutch. Mets flaws, don't have a number one starter like the Yankees do, but they do have a back end of the bullpen with Diaz that's better than what the Yankees have. And their lineup has been more consistent throughout. They don't have the superstars, obviously, with Judge and Soto, but their lineup has been deep.
All right, I didn't think that. Now, again, you're not all in, but I thought you were going to say I was nuts. We purposely didn't really dive too deeply into this before the show by design.
Right.
Like, I wanted to get your
stuff to do this morning.
Well,
you're still basking in the glow of being a Yankee, analyst.
Stop. What do you mean basking? I mean, come on. I couldn't be more appreciative. I mean, that makes it seem like I'm walking around with.
No. I'm saying it was great for you.
So
I think it was good
there.
For you, great for the show. I'm just saying now you're back to, just being a talk show.
Yeah, I know. I know. Slumming. Yeah, and by the way.
With me, right.
Sal, by the way. 2-0.
What's the combined
aggregate
score?
14-1.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. Last night, is they running it up again? Or yesterday, is they running it up again? I'm thinking, BT, man.
Keep cranking those runs up, boys. It was awesome, man. It was great to see a lot of you guys at the stadium. But we're talking right here now. And about the, while it seems even far-fetched is probably a little bit beyond where I'd go. I don't know that it's as far-fetched as I certainly once thought that it could be or would be. Yanks are a playoff team. Mets might be. And if you get there, guess what? You got a puncher's chance for a Subway Series. 888-808-1019, BT and Sound on the Fan. Bill is in Brick, New Jersey. What's happening, Bill?
Brandon, first of all, you sounded great yesterday on the Yankee game. I listened to you, and I'm a Mets fan. Good job out there.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate that, Bill. And I meant to say this about Justin, too. I said it at the end of the broadcast, but Justin, even Connor, who's the producer, Emmanuel, everybody made it easy. So it was fun. They made me, feel as if I, an easy fit. And it was an honor. It truly was an honor to do that for the Yankees. There's no question.
More importantly, the Mets, the key word to the Mets this year is inconsistent. I don't see them doing anything. They get a few games in the wild card lead, and they blow it. They're hitting extremely inconsistent. Who, Pete Alonso, 100%, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say about him at all. I just don't like the lineup. Pitching staff, like you said, there's no ace, not one. I know they pitch above their heads.
Right, but Bill, it's been a whole year here. I mean, the Mets right now are 6 games over .500, a game and a half back of the final wild card spot. Just beat up on the Padres last night, just took 2 out of 3 from the Orioles. So I don't understand what you're complaining about or what you're being negative. Are they a perfect team? Are they, if we hold the Yankees to the standard, BT, of being great, right? Like, did the Yankees build a team that we watch night in, night out, feel like they're a legitimate championship team? I don't believe so. But the sport has changed. Even if it's not just in general over the last several years, this year, there is not going to be a 100-win team in baseball, which means there's, and by the way, even when there are the 100-win teams in today's baseball, they don't even make the World Series anymore.
Sometimes they don't make the playoffs. So, right, that's actually happened as well.
So a team this year is going to win it all and not be what we would normally be accustomed to looking at and saying that is a World Series winning team. Remember how I talked about this in 2015, but I talk about this about the 2015 team. I've said this to you before where if the Mets won the World Series that year, I almost would have felt like it wasn't legit.
And I thought you were nuts.
I know.
I remember when you said this.
And most people think that, okay? Just to give you comparison, in 2006, that to me, the Mets in 2006, that was a legitimate World Series worthy team. Now, obviously, they didn't get there. We know that they fell short. But that, watching that team day in, day out, dominating the National League East, that to me felt like a legitimate possible champion. Whereas 2015, they got to the World Series, but I never felt, not once that entire year, I was excited about it. I thought the team was legit and good. I never felt like they were a legitimate World Series team yet. I thought they were building to it, but they went to the World Series.
Okay.
So had they won, like, would I have given it back? Of course not, but it wouldn't have felt great. Well, this year, same thing with the Yankees, same thing with the Mets, same thing with everybody. There is no legitimate, great, okay, this team is ready to win a World Series, but somebody's going to win. So why not then the Mets? Why put a ceiling on what the Mets, obviously, or what the Yankees could do?
Well, there's a certain point in the season where you've got to just stop saying, well, you know, if or yeah, this yeah. or be, not that you can't be critical. You could be critical through 162, but to be leery of what type of team somebody is when you're approaching September 1st.
Right.
You know, it's not all smoke and mirrors. Like, you kind of are who you are. So for the Mets to be here, and, you know, I've been very open. I haven't thought much about the Mets this year. I've respected their grit.
Right.
I do think that they hired the right manager. You know how I feel about their key components, whatever. We've discussed it a million times. But, you know, I've got to get to a point where I at least change lanes a little bit, and just based on the evidence they provide me with. Now, I said this before, Sal. You know, two times in the Mets' history, they've made it back-to-back years. Well,
yeah.
In the playoffs, only five times in the history of the Yankees and the Mets, which began in 62,
right.
have the Yanks and the Mets both made the playoffs.
Think about that.
Five times.
Think about how rare.
Five times,
since
dude.
62.
Since 62.
The Mets inception. Think about how rare that is. And yeah. we could be on the verge of
Well,
that.
When the Mets got really good in 69 and 73, the Yankees were coming down for the Mantle era. There was no wild card. So those great, well, not great, but those really good Yankee teams with Mattingly and Winfield and Ricky in the mid-80s with no pitching. And the Mets, of course, owned the city. They won the championship. And even when the Mets didn't get there because of the Cardinals for a couple of years with no wild card, there was that felt like those were some dominant teams. I don't know that the Mets are dominant. I don't know if they ever will be. No. I'm not even sure if the Yankees will be dominant the rest of the way. But you got a chance based on the numbers. That's it.
And one thing I do think it's important to reiterate about the Mets, and you know I felt this way either earlier in the week or last week, it feels like everybody's waiting for the shoe to drop. The last 10-game road trip, all right, this could be it. And then they go 4-6, but yet hang in there. Or the Hawk Tua game where they blow the 5-0 lead to the A's. Oh, this could be it. They get buried, miss an opportunity to take 2 of 3 from the A's in that fashion. And then don't sweep the Marlins and squander an opportunity there. And now look out, because it's Baltimore, then the 10-game road trip with the Padres and Diamondbacks, and the Mets could be buried here. And while I never said I'm fully confident that they're going to be able to beat the Braves, I need to see that to believe it when they go head-to-head with the Braves for that final spot.
Mm.
I also said that they've earned the benefit of the doubt. They've earned the fact that this team has been resilient. They're not going away. Like, at the very least, whether they make it or not, fine. At the very least, we should trust that they're not going away.
They gave you a season.
Come on. And but it's, even on this 10-game road trip, like, what more do they need to do? I know you want to see 7-3 or 6-4, sure, but... But like they're not a bad team. They may not be a great team. Mm-hmm. Nobody is this year. But they're not a bad team to where everybody's been waiting for the shoe to drop for months, and it still hasn't with this team.
It hasn't. I would agree. And I've been in that camp as well. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal. Darren in South Brunswick, New Jersey, on the fan. What's going on, Darren? How are you,
gentlemen? I am well. Thank you for asking. I just wanted to say just a real couple quick things. First, Yankees are a flawed team, but they have a chance. They're going to be there. We're going to see how it goes. The Mets are scrappy, and they're going to hang around for a while. We'll see how that works out. But BT, I've been listening to baseball on the radio since I was a kid, and I just turned 59 years old, about 50 years. You were unbelievable yesterday. You were so entertaining. You were so excited about the team. You were like listening to a little kid watching a baseball game. And I got such a kick out of you yesterday.
That means a lot, man. It really does. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I'm a
much,
big
Darren.
Fan of you guys. I've been listening to you guys since the day one, and I think you guys are just, you know, Sal drives me a little crazy sometimes. But
me too. I think I feel like I'm stuck with him for 4 hours every day. You.
Lord have mercy. But you know what, BT? I swear to God, if you could slide that into your schedule to do a few games for the Yankees along the way here, I would be all in on that.
Listen, man. Darren, that's incredibly kind. Thank you very much. Listen, first of all, I want to make sure Susan's feeling better. I don't think she's doing the game. I don't know if she's doing the game tonight. I don't know. Hopefully she's not. Okay, Dove, thank you.
She's not doing
the game tonight. Hopefully she's back by the weekend. Let me just say this. Doing those two games, you know, and I'm not 30 years old in the business. I've been doing this for a long time. greatest honor of my broadcasting career. Nothing matches that.
I could understand that.
Really, it meant the world to me, and I'm humbled. I mean, I don't want to take calls on this for 4 hours. Yeah. I appreciate
the
feedback.
No, you
start getting jealous, buddy. No. I appreciate the feedback.
I'm out. Truly,
I truly do. It's humbling, and I say that from the most sincere part of my body because I dreamt of doing this stuff. And, you know, as I said to you when
you
called in.
You had a great quote saying that, yeah, well, you can't even dream certain things.
And I have a pretty vivid imagination. I think I'm fairly creative. You know, I've dreamt big, but I don't even think I incorporated that into my dreams because I didn't really think it was possible.
And I do want to. Right, understood. And I do want to thank you because, honestly, you've inspired me. Like, I never dreamt of that either. And now that I think about it, like, hey, that might be possible one day
That's
as
right.
well.
Like, that's right.
Well, maybe something happens in the Mets booth where there's a game or an inning or something. Hey, if you did it and were persistent and got an opportunity and was very good at it, you know what? I never dreamt like that, but now I'm going to start dreaming like that.
Yeah, BT, the inspiration.
Yeah, I'm serious. You are.
I love it. That's great. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal, Brandon, Tierney, Sal Licata, show on the fan. All right, so, I mean, I'm still waiting for some of you to call them and say, you guys are on drugs, you guys are delusional, you guys are already halfway on vacation, which we will be after today's show. But the way I see this right now, five times the Yanks and the Mets have been in the playoffs the same year, 99, 2000, 06. That was the Wainwright, obviously, with the Mets, 2015. Mets got to the World Series, 2022. Padres, Mets, Yankees got spanked by the Astros, swept. Here you are, you know, as we approach September, Jets and the Giants. That tarmac, there is room. There is altitude to still be gained. Yanks are going to the playoffs, and the Mets very well might. And when that happens, why not? BT and Sal on the fan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.